We spent the last segment talking about Valley Ranch, all of our Valley Ranch memories, the Cowboys leaving Valley Ranch after 30 years. So joining us now as we open the studio door, we welcome our sports psychologist who joins us from time to time. He teaches psychology at the University of Texas at Dallas. He has authored over 4,200 books.
Come here, George. In for a big hug. Okay.
It is Dr. Carlton Maxwell.
Thank you.
Lingering hug.
Okay, thank
Good morning, Dr. Maxwell. That's enough, Dr. Maxwell.
Okay. Thank you, George.
Have a seat.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, right there.
Always good to see you.
Always good to see you, too. I was just,
You having trouble with your coffee this morning?
Just slurping it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
Thought we'd have you on the program to discuss the psychology of leaving a longtime home.
Thank you so much for bringing us up, Craig.
like the Cowboys are doing.
Yes, it is a very interesting time that the Cowboys are going through right now because moving is trauma, okay? We need to remember that moving is trauma. All right, it's always traumatic because it is change, and we all hate experiencing change. But it's the only thing that will make us better. If we experience change, then that is a way to grow.
Okay, it's a way to grow.
Grew.
It's a way to grow.
Grew.
You already grew.
G-R-O-W. Grew.
Grow.
Yes.
Right.
Rose. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like you said, he mispronounces it. And I'm like, what? Okay. No, it's a chance to grow. And for example, in my own life, if I could give it a personal example. Yes. I remember what a big change I went through when my first marriage ended. There were a lot of big changes. And I mean, my life was turning out much differently than I thought. And you know, my ex-wife, she didn't accept all of the changes, and we had to split. And, you know, I had to move out of my family home. I had to take an apartment. You know, I was living in Lake Highlands with her, took an apartment near Lemon and Oak Lawn. It was scary, whole new life. Anyway, long story short.
Why that part of town? Why did you choose that part of town specifically?
I wanted to be close to Mia's, the Mexican restaurant.
It's your favorite place.
Gotcha. Yes.
And anyway, so I moved, and it was so odd being dislocated like this.
Dislocated.
What?
That's what you said. You said dislocated.
No, I said dislocated. Okay.
All right.
I don't know what you're doing, like a French accent or something like that. No, but the Cowboys went experience this for a little bit, and then maybe a little bit of a depression afterwards.
What kind of changes did you make in your life that your wife was unwilling to accept?
Stuff. So the Cowboys are moving to the Steer. And they're going to be the new facility and everything. But I think this is going to be a great thing for them. I think it truly would be a great thing. And they can leave behind all of the bad memories from Valley Ranch. The hooers that they would run in and out of there. The cocaine cowboys.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, but it was a Valley Ranch now. In all fairness, it was a Valley Ranch.
It happened in Valley Ranch,
So you're saying this could be a liberating thing for the team.
It will be a liberating thing to finally. Like, I finally shed those old clothes and get in something that makes you more comfortable. Something that's new and fresh and more you.
You are just
fabulous.
Not even trying to hide it anymore, are you?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Anyway, so I have a few books for you here.
Some books.
Look at these books I get for you here. Yes, I've written a lot about change and I've read a lot about moving, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, my first book on moving, I have a whole series, The Moving Library.
Oh, wow. Yes. Boy, you are prolific.
This one's moving on up. This is called My Ascent into Heaven by Sherman Helmsley. It was the first one that I wrote.
Okay. How did he...
He wrote it posthumously.
Write that. Very interesting. I'd like to read that.
But back to the spirits.
The what?
The spirits.
Spurts.
Spirits. 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 This one actually is cowboy related. This is called The Men of Valley Ranch. This is a great collector's edition now that they're moving out.
Yeah.
The Men of Valley Ranch, my semi-nude photo collection of Dave Campo, Chan Gailey, and Wade Phillips by Jerry Jones and Ron St. Angelo.
Interesting. It's a picture book.
Picture book. Yeah. That's right. Picture book. Yeah. Forward by Norm Hitchkiss.
That's great.
It's wonderful. And then I have a few. Is anybody here interested in basketball?
What?
Interested in basketball? Yes, we are. Yeah.
Yes, interested in basketball. Okay, so look, I have two Maverick beaks for you. Okay. This is called Give Me the Splash Brothers, Steph and Clay, instead of the Crash Brothers, Zaza and Chandler, by Dirk Anonymous.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Well, that's okay, all about. Maybe we have a story here.
It's brand new, head up the Spirits Press.
Why half an anonymous name? I don't understand that.
Well, sort of a common first name, so you can't really pin it down.
No.
And then this one is not anonymous. This is this one is the latest book. I'm talking about cutting edge, up to the moment Buick, hot off the presses. You two get the very first copies of this book. It's called My First Year with Golden State by Dirk Nowitzki.
Wow.
He's already written.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, you know, thank you so much for coming up here, Dr.
Thank
Maxwell.
You,
it's always great to see you.
It's good to see you.
May Prius is double parked.
I saw, by the way, I just wanted to mention that I saw you in the newspaper the other day in the wedding announcements, and I didn't know that you were getting remarried.
That is my private life, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, it was in the newspaper, so it was made
privately
public.
Privately in the newspaper, yes.
You did that privately.
Yeah, it was interesting, but I just want to wish you and that the... what appeared to be a gentleman that you were getting married to, and I guess we didn't really know that you were out of the closet.
That's fine.
So
it's a
congratulations,
new day.
And if you are indeed getting gay married,
what are you talking about?
I think that's wonderful.
Married? What are you talking? I'm not getting gay married, bitch.
Every time he just leaves in a fury.
I'm afraid I really upset him.
Yeah,
this time.
He's really ticked now.